This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do we search for love in people? And how can I find peace in the absence of finding my soulmate? Why do we search for love in people? Well, because we're human, and it is part of our fitra that we seek love to both give love and to receive love. This is something that was put in us by Al-Wadud himself, by the source of love. There is nothing wrong with this aspect of our fitra. Essentially, this aspect of our fitra actually serves as a driving force towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we seek love, because we want to feel love and we want to give love, it actually can become, and it should essentially become, a driving force to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we want to get love and Allah is the source of love, and we want to give love and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the one that we, in our fitra, is the ultimate object of love. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also puts in us the desire for love from the creation. We know that those who were nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also had love for the creation. He gave love and he received love from the creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how to balance this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an example of how to balance this. For example, there's the hadith in which a man asks the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me something that will make the people love me and Allah love me. And so this was something that was acknowledged as a desire that human beings have in them, is to have both Allah's love and the people's love. And the Prophet ﷺ said, do not be attached to this life and Allah will love you. Do not be attached to what is in the hands of people, meaning don't covet what people have and don't covet what people can give you, and the people will love you. So seeking the love of people is something very natural to our fitra. We know that the Prophet ﷺ loved his wives. We know that that's a very natural human inclination and as part of our design and part of our fitra. Now the second part of the question is, how do I find peace in the absence of finding my soulmate? To that, what I would say is, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, seek help through patience and prayer. Patience while going through this trial, because it is a trial, and prayer while continuing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you want. Allah loves to be asked. And one of the du'as that I would advise in that specific situation is the du'a of Musa alayhi salam, in which Musa alayhi salam says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. That, oh my Lord, I am indeed poor for whatever good you send down to me. Know that Musa alayhi salam was in such a difficult situation. He had accidentally killed that man. He was escaping. He was wanted, for manslaughter. And he goes and he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. And we're told this dua in the Quran, I am poor for whatever good you send down to me. And thereafter, he got a job and he got a wife. So this is one of those du'as that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially using the times of du'a, when you're fasting, at the time of breaking the fast, tahajjud in sajda, when it's raining, the time between Asr and Maghrib on Friday, the time between adhan and iqama, use these times and beg Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you want. And that process of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have the added benefit of getting you closer to Him. And also, inshallah, Allah will give you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that ad'uni astajib lakum, call on me and I will immediately respond to you. Now, that response, Allah is always responding, but how that response happens, in what form, at what time, that's by the decision and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't give up asking, don't give up trying, and continue to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.